Welcome to the Jazz Panel School Podcast, episode number 374. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. Let's talk about drop twos. Let's talk about drop twos. Now, these are like magic voicings. People call these magic voicings. I know students type in drop twos in YouTube. What are drop twos, first of all? Well, I want to debunk a myth. And the fact of the matter is, drop twos can also have the root in them. I don't know if you know much about drop twos, but a lot of students think that drop twos just contain a rootless voicing. But they can have the root in them, and they can have the root in the bottom of the voicing, and they don't have to be up in a high register. A lot of students learn these in a higher register, going for this kind of classic comping sound that sounds like Red Garland. Bill Evans is commonly known for drop twos, Barry Harris, stuff like that. But here's the rub. Here's the issue when you go for these things. First of all, A, drop twos in the higher register above middle C, there's two major issues. Number one, if you're playing in a group, these drop two voicings are going to sit directly over top of the melody. Even if you're playing in solo piano, you can't really utilize the drop twos. Or how do you utilize the drop twos? You probably don't even know. Like, how do we play drop twos in a solo piano sound? In a group, it's easier because they're well known for comping, right? Red Garland used to use these. A lot of players use them, obviously Barry Harris. So how do we comp with them? A lot of students continue to comp with drop twos in this high-end register that sits right over top of the melody, completely drowns out the melody. It's a terrible comping strategy for so many different reasons. Now, professionals, the giants that you hear, they're using them in such an advanced way that they can make them work. For a student, beginner, intermediate, even an advanced student, it's very difficult, right? It takes meticulous work and when and know-how to actually integrate these in a very subtle but musical way because they sit right in a top register sound that clashes with the melody. Number two, the same thing holds true for when someone is improvising. You're literally sitting and comping harmonics over top of a solo, which drastically clashes with them. Remember, when you're comping, your goal is support. Okay, so on the piano, what I'm going to show you today in the podcast is how to create more support by moving your hands down the register. That's the first real quick fix I'm going to show you. How do we create drop twos down the piano in a lower register? The other fix that this is going to help is that you're going to be sitting below the melody. This is going to help you create a rich, lush, warm blanket, right? For these beautiful melodies to sit over top of or snuggle up with because you're supporting them harmonically from the bottom up and the melody is sitting on top of that. The same thing goes for improvisation. If you're improvising or someone else is improvising or singers scatting or singers singing the melody, right? These beautiful low-end drop twos will help you support them, and I promise you, you will get compliments. They'll love you forever for doing these types of comping voicings. And the last thing is that these are so much easier to learn. They're so much easier. So why would you not want to learn them, right? They're easier to learn. You're going to be able to actually sound better with them in so many different ways. So these are what you truly should be starting with. Learn these first, master these first, then go to the other ones. And we can talk about that. And I got lots of education on the other ones as well. But you really should be utilizing and integrating these first into your sound, okay? And then going to the other ones. So I'm going to teach you all of that in just a second. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe. And if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. All right, now again, don't get me wrong. I love comping with these beautiful drop twos up here. It sounds great. I love that. I love it. It's great. It's a classic style. But again, there's a time and a place to use those. And the majority of my comping actually isn't using or sitting right in that register to comp with the drop twos. Most of the time, I'm down in the lower range for the reasons I told you up front, playing things like this. Sound to you, right? Compared to this stuff. They both sound great. Again, don't get me wrong, but the drop two voicings that I'm playing down here are so much easier to play, and they sit in a beautiful register that's actually going to really give you this beautiful, low, professional sounding voicing. These voicings can get high, thin, and tinny, and they have to be used very, very specifically, which most students don't actually know when and how to use these voicings, right? So let me check this out. Here's the voicing that I'm gonna teach you. It's so easy, like literally a beginner student can play it. In my right hand, I'm gonna be playing a G minor rootless voicing. This is just a B flat major 7 chord in root position, by the way. This is my G minor rootless voicing. In my left hand, I'm gonna have 1 and 7. So I'm gonna teach you two formats to this. Here's 1 and 7. Okay, so I'm gonna teach you a 2-5-1. In my 2-5-1, that's all I was really playing in that last demonstration. All right, so this is your first setup you wanna get down. You wanna practice your rootless voicing with your 1s and 7s. Voice lead through into your dominant chord. So again, I'm just playing my right hand rootless voicing. I'm going to my C7 rootless voicing. I'll play some bass notes so you can hear that. And then into my F major 7 rootless voicing, right? So G minor 7, C7, F major 7. So you're, for now, your right hand's only doing rootless voicings. That's it. So A, you gotta learn your rootless voicings. If you don't know your rootless voicings, you're not gonna be able to do this, right? So this is, again, why rootless voicings are so important. My left hand is gonna have the root in it. Yes, it's gonna have the root in it, right? Drop two voicing, okay? Contrary to popular belief or what students see on the internet, they don't always have to be rootless. You can absolutely have the root in there, and you absolutely should to sound like a pro. So I'm gonna have 1 and 7 in here. We're not creating a drop two just yet, okay? We don't have the drop two yet, okay? But this is the first setup to practice. So 1 and 7, my left hand's gonna move to 1 and 3, and then to 1 and 7. Just look at my left hand here, right? 1 and 7, 1 and 3, 1 and 7, okay? This is structure one. Right, so again, right hand rootless voicing, left hand 1 and 7. Right hand rootless voicing, 1 and 3. Right hand rootless voicing, 1 and 7. Here's where we easily create the drop two without a headache, without irritation, without annoyance, and literally gaining just the ability to play these so fast, literally within 10 minutes. It's absolutely amazing. I'm gonna play my rootless voicing. To create the drop two voicing, I'm actually gonna remove a note. I'm gonna remove a note. I don't even have to add any additional notes. And the note I'm gonna remove is the third finger in my right hand, right? So I'm gonna lift my third finger up here. You see that? So now I've just created a drop two arranged voicing of my right hand. The G has nothing to do with this. I've actually just created the drop two by removing this note because I've dropped the second voice from the top down to the bottom here, which I already had. So my teaching system allows you to do this in a different way that's actually so much easier. So now I've created this drop two. I'm gonna keep my third finger up the entire time. When I move to my next chord, see this E natural I was playing before? I already have it down here, so I'm just gonna keep my third finger up. I've also created a drop two here, and boom, I've created a drop two here. So we create the drop two voicings by just keeping our right hand third finger up and moving through our 2-5-1. See that? G minor 7, my third finger's up. C7, my third finger's up. F major 7, my third finger's up. Okay, let's do a different key. Key of B flat, C minor 7, right? I'm gonna remove my third finger. F7, remove my third finger. B flat major 7, remove my third finger. Okay, so you have to practice setup number one with your third finger first and then just remove it. Drop two, drop two, drop two. Right? So that's structure one. You can do it with the other structure two. Here's your structure two rootless voicings. Okay, so here's what this looks like. It's the same thing, but just inverted. So now my left hand is moving from 1 and 3 to 1 and 7 to 1 and 3. My right hand is playing my other rootless voicing structure, just like this. See this? Right, so now I practice this. Okay, just do it in one key first, just to get the feeling of it, right? The shapes. Okay, I got it. Now I'm going to lift my right hand third finger again. So I'm going to lift that, and then boom, I've created my lower drop two voicings with my roots. These are so gorgeous. Whoops, that note stuck there. You have to know these in order to sound like a pro, I promise you. Even more so than the other ones. This helps with solo piano voicing so much as well. The other ones don't really help that much with solo piano because they're more for fills. These help you voice in cocktail style ballads, slow swing tunes. These are absolutely crucial, and like these should be worked on first before the other ones. So that's how we do that there. So we have essentially two different styles. Now there's a lot of cool textures and things I was doing in the demonstration. I'm going to show you those now. All I'm doing here is taking that G minor 7, and I'm going back and forth between my right hand note, and I'm going down the diatonic scale. So whatever key I'm in, I'm just going to go down the diatonic scale. So I'm in the key of F here. So here's my F major scale. So my right hand pinky is just moving down by a whole step, and my left hand is moving down by a half step. And this sounds really, really cool to pivot back and forth, right? And I kind of replay the whole chord again at the end. Right? You can move up and down the scale, the diatonic scale, to create these beautiful third type motions. I went up by a half step and just did the same thing. So A flat minor drop two. F major 7. Right? You can come down the scale, the diatonic scale here. So again, I'm taking these, my top notes and my both fingers, and moving them up and down the scale. Again, here what I'm doing, I'm breaking my left hand. So I'm playing bass note first. So you get the sound of the root, but you get a little rhythmic displacement. I can even hold that down if I want to create more of a pedal tune. When I switch back and forth like this, it sounds like I'm kind of going back and forth between a G minor 7 to a C7. Because I'm kind of resolving, it's more of like a resolution to the C7, but I'm not hitting the root here in the C7, but it's still creating that drop two with the fifth in the bass of that C chord. So these are really cool things you can play around with. The other thing I did. Okay, so now this is very advanced. This is a very advanced way to kind of comp into your drop twos. So I'm playing over a B flat minor 7 here. At the top, I'm playing the exact same thing I just showed you though. Your drop two, okay? Your drop two with the root here. But what I'm doing is I'm taking my B flat chord, and in thirds, here's my B flat minor 7. I'm spelling out the chord in thirds. Right? So I have B flat in my left hand, the third in my right hand. The third in my left hand, the fifth in my right hand. The fifth in my left hand, the seventh. And I'm kind of adding this half step below approach. And then I'm moving all the way up to my drop two, all the way up here. And then utilizing that resolution there. Whoops. So these are just kind of little finesse movements, but again, don't start with that. You want to build your foundation and really kind of tackle just your regular drop twos through your 2-5-1s, then lift your third finger, play your drop twos, get them really happening in the keys first, and then you can start to really add on all that other finesse. So again, I'd really take a break on these drop twos up here. They're more used for fills and different types of textures and movements, especially if you're playing a lot of solo piano and your focus in solo piano. I don't use these much more except for fills, right? A lot of my solo piano voicings are gonna come from here. And if you haven't practiced these yet, this could really, I promise you, completely transform your playing if you spend some time working on this rather than spending time working on this stuff. Right? Those, again, a huge difference in the purpose of each voicing, when you use them, how you use them, and how they're going to help you progress so much faster. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in. I hope today's episode helped bring you some clarity or even inspiration for your playing. If you want a clear path to move forward based on your personal jazz goals, I put together a free resource called the Jazz Piano School Flowchart. It maps out the three most common goals jazz pianists pursue: how to play in a band, comping, solo piano, and improvisation. And it shows you exactly what to work on to get there. You can grab it now for free by going to jazzpianoschool.com/flowchart, or just click the link in the show notes. I'll catch you in the next episode, and as always, happy practicing.